A new vaccine, which was introduced just 2 years ago, may be reducing childhood respiratory illnesses in Wisconsin. Health officials say they're optimistic. It's Thursday, February 26th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a new poll shows the Democratic primary for governor is wide open in Wisconsin, and a new state rule would ban people from adopting wild reptiles. Stay with us.
Show your support for WPR wherever you go. Ask for the new WPR window cleaner for your gift of any amount. It features WPR's logo and can be placed anywhere you want.
We've had window clings in the past, and I'm glad that we got a revamp of this one. So if you already have one, it's a new design for the window cling.
It would also be really nice for, like, my apartment window.
This would go in my car.
Anywhere that has a window.
Give now any amount at WPR.org.
Less than 4 years ago, RSV was hospitalizing infants at alarming rates across the country. But now cases are down significantly for a second winter in a row. As Hope Kerwin reports, some of the state's top experts are cautiously optimistic that access to vaccines has helped.
Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, usually causes symptoms similar to a cold. But for infants and adults over the age of 75, it can be severe. A vaccine for seniors and pregnant women and monoclonal antibodies for babies were approved in 2023. And so far, the shots appear to be making a difference. Tom Haupt is from the State Department of Health Services.
Actual numbers are down. The percentage laboratory positives are down. They have for the past couple of years, which is surprising, but also very satisfying to us as epidemiologists.
But Haupt says it takes at least three flu seasons to recognize a trend. 64% of eligible moms and babies were immunized last winter. About 39% of Wisconsinites age 75 and older have gotten the shot this season. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Two suburban Milwaukee communities are planning to merge their fire departments. West Allis and Wauwatosa share a border in Milwaukee County. The two cities have similar populations, and their fire departments are roughly the same size. Their common councils approved an agreement Tuesday to form a joint fire department, which is set to be called Milwaukee Metro Fire Rescue. It could save the communities an estimated $7 million over the next 5 years, but not everyone is on board. Wauwatosa Alder Joseph Manclu voted against it. He says he wants protections in place to make sure that no frontline staff lose their jobs due to the merger.
There's too many unanswered questions at this point in time. I wasn't totally opposed to it, but we've moved so fast with this.
The new department should be fully operational by early 2027. New polling shows that most Democratic primary voters still have not decided who their candidate will be in the race for governor. But a veteran candidate and a relative newcomer are leading the pack. Rich Kramer reports.
The Marquette Law School survey of around 800 voters this month found most have heard very little or nothing at all about any of the candidates in the governor's race. But among Democrats who have made a choice, 11% picked Madison Representative Francesca Hong and 10% picked former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Pollster Charles Franklin said given the poll's margin of error, that split is meaningless, but the closeness is notable given Barnes has far more name recognition from past statewide runs.
It does show that that name ID advantage that Barnes enjoys has not translated into any comparable big advantage in the vote choice.
The poll found Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany well ahead of political newcomer Andy Mansky among GOP primary voters. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republican lawmakers are grilling Wisconsin's Democratic Attorney General about the use of environmental lawyers who were funded by an outside group. A newly created oversight committee subpoenaed Attorney General Josh Call to give testimony on Wednesday. They asked him about legal fellows who were brought on to enforce environmental laws. Those lawyers had salaries funded through a foundation created by former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Republican State Senator Mary Felskowski says that arrangement raises alarms about undue influence.
Our Department of Justice in this state is not NASCAR. To be plastered with sponsorship stickers furnished by special interests.
Democrats say the committee's actions amounted to a political show. They noted the committee was formed after Call announced he would seek a third term as Attorney General. The Winnebago County Board has declined to take action on a resolution condemning federal immigration actions in Minneapolis. As Joe Schultz reports, the board removed the item from its agenda earlier this week without debate.
The resolution would have condemned immigration enforcement tactics that, quote, needlessly endangered human life, disregard basic dignity, and erode the rule of law. County Board Supervisor Douglas Nelson made the motion to remove it from the agenda.
I just didn't see that any good would come out of an hour's worth of arguing with people that we work with.
County Board Supervisor Lucas Renke is one of the resolution's authors.
I'm disappointed more for our constituents than anyone else because I would hope that they could learn what their elected officials feel on this issue.
Four people who spoke at the meeting were against removing the resolution from the agenda. Four supported it. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, if you want to catch a frog or a snake in Wisconsin, soon you'll only be able to keep it for 24 hours. I never thought I would say those words on the podcast. Stay with us.
We know folks love a good mug, and we've got a special one for you this drive. It will quickly become your favorite.
I would describe it as a speckled mug.
I would always have it filled with a hot beverage, tea.
Coffee every day. Lots of coffee.
Hot cocoa for sure.
Hot chocolate.
My hot tea in the afternoon.
Ask for your WPR logo mug when you give $12 a month or more at WPR.org.
And finally, how about this one? Amphibian and reptile lovers will no longer be able to keep wild snakes, frogs, or turtles as pets in Wisconsin. As Danielle Kading reports, this is under a new rule that was approved yesterday. It also says the wild animals would be banned in frog jumping contests and turtle races.
The rule won unanimous approval from the Policymaking Board for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The primary reason for the changes is to protect the state's native amphibian and reptile populations. DNR conservation biologist Rory Pulaski says kids would still be allowed to collect frogs and show their friends, but they could only keep them for 24 hours. She says they're also banning the use of wild frogs and turtles in contests and races.
These can have hundreds of animals being in close contact with each other. Disease spread is really one of our main concerns.
Some groups like the National Animal Interest Alliance worried the change would increase poaching. The rule now goes to the governor. If approved, the changes would take effect next year. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
I got to admit, I've never participated or even watched a frog jumping contest or a turtle race, but now I am definitely interested. However, don't be keeping those things as pets. Of course, we'll end the podcast with a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for the day. Mostly cloudy across Wisconsin, but we could see a little bit of sunshine in the south later on today. However, it's going to be a lot warmer than yesterday. Highs in the 30s and 40s today. Pretty light winds, but we could see some light snow in the north later on. Cloudy overnight, but no snow expected, with lows down into the 20s across the state. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. I'm still thinking about that reptile story. If you want to share this with someone else, you can always do so by sending them to WPR.org or, of course, wherever you get your podcast. Just tell them to listen here. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.